Okay, we have one update to the medical report. Jermichael Finley had a mild concussion in yesterday's practice. He'll be out for a couple of days. But other than that, everything else looks the same going into practice and out of practice. But as you know, we'll find out when we go up top. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Who's Hargrove today?
Anthony Hargrove was excused today for a personal matter that he had to attend to out of town.
Back tomorrow? Or?
Yes, I expect him back tonight, ready to go tomorrow.
You got that 2.5 second clock, I guess. Is that a court for the quarterbacks to get the ball? Or?
Well, it's the 2.5 second clock. 2.4, 2.5 is really the range we're looking for. It's really involved in the emphasis in the passing game, really for both sides of the ball, for the offense and the protection unit to have a clear indication when you're the potential transitioning into a scramble phase, something that we always try to emphasize and practice as many different ways as possible. And on the other side of the ball, it's a time clock for the pass rush or the pressure unit as far as the, a time clock to get to the quarterback, and also an indicator for pass coverage to stay alive in a transition or a plaster type emphasis when you get it beyond 2.4, 2.5 seconds.
Mike, I know it's early. How's Jarrell Worthy looking, and what do you expect him
to do? Really the lineman. I haven't spent a lot of time, bless you, just watching his, as far as the film. I think Jarrell and Mike both, I thought, showed up in yesterday's practice. You can see the explosion, and they definitely add, something to our group, defensive line. So I love his energy. He jumps around. He's excited. He brings a lot of energy. He was very energetic in a particular meeting we had last night, things like that. So I think he's going to be, I think he's going to be in position to make an impact for us.
Picking things up well?
Oh, yeah. He's got a good understanding. I, saw him make an adjustment or two, as far as a line call in a particular pressure situation in a team pressure drill. So seems confident in his assignments and is doing well.
Do you think Jordan Nelson will continue in return unit that he's on there today?
Jordy Nelson's responsibility on special teams really probably will come down to how the rest of the team unfolds. Those types of decisions as far as how much responsibility your starters play on special teams, to me, it really factors in the other people around them. I mean, Jordy is a very skilled player in a number of our special team units, and with that, he'll always be part of it. So how much he plays really will be determined by the other players.
I know he did it last year, but you don't have anything at all with
No, absolutely. Philosophically, I believe in starters. Should or could play special teams. I don't think there's an absolute as far as starters play or don't play. I don't believe in that theory. So what's best for our special teams, and also you look at how many plays are going to be playing on offense and defense, because I think you need to be very smart about reps, and I think we talked about this in the training camp opening press conference. I'm not really interested in seeing 11 guys play 1,000 reps. It's important over the course of the season that you try to spread out your opportunities, because it not only develops the individual, but it develops your football team.
Mike, every year there's guys in camp in the offseason that step out, sort of shine a little bit. Some of them end up making it, some of them don't. What's the difference between the guys that do it through the long haul versus the guys that maybe flash?
I would say the difference in a player making it is really not the physical. It's the mental. It's the preparation, the ability to be consistent in everything they do. I mean, it obviously starts on the field, because if they don't perform, they're really not part of that conversation to be on your football team. So, Ted and I both address the team the same way when we talked about the 53. We're not really looking for the 53 most talented players. We're looking for the 53 players that fit together to give us the best team. So. And that's something we've always believed in, and I think it's been illustrated in the way we pick the team at the end. We don't just have a set formula for you keep so many players at each position. We really try to let the team unfold, the competition unfold, and we try to keep the best 53 players that we feel will be the best teammates and will come together and play as a team. So that's our belief.
Mike, how beneficial is it to have all those running backs healthy for you guys going into training camp and how it's affecting them and get those reps?
Well, it's very beneficial to have all the running backs healthy, but it's beneficial to really have balance throughout your positions. And everybody that's covered training camp in the past knows exactly what I'm talking about. You get into situations where you're low on running backs, you get low on defensive line, and get low in the secondary, then it adjusts your practice structure. I mean, there's a lot of time and energy in you know, specific specific goals that you're trying to obtain through a training camp, and then now you start adjusting your practices and doing not be able to do things that you wanted to do. Particularly in the installation phase, that's the first 9 practices, it affects your training. So it's great to have all the running backs healthy. We haven't had a padded practice yet, and that's, those are more demanding on that position because of, the responsibility and the type of situations they're put in. So health is important, even in a 90-man roster, because when you got to change your practice format or change the way you go through training camp, I think it hurts the other positions because one position's hurt.
Mike, you talked about not having counting certain numbers of specific positions. At receiver, Burrell, Gurley, Smithson, what are you looking for from those guys as you go through camp?
Well, the guys that have been here, you can see the growth. I mean, you can see Burrell and Gurley have definitely grown from last year, having the opportunity to be here throughout the whole season, being on a practice squad. You can see the difference in their bodies going through the off-season program, their understanding schematically, the timing they have with the quarterbacks. So, they both have made big jumps there. And, the biggest thing I want to see, and I'm watching closely with that group, is the special teams. I mean, you see James Jones is doing a much better job in special teams. I mean, he's doing some really good things, and he definitely has, the ability to be a dominant type of special teams player because he is so physical and gifted, and also, can run and play, play with the top-notch receivers and gunners and things like that. So I really think that group's going to come down to potentially special teams and like usually the production in the games.
You've talked a lot about the first year to second year move. Is DJ Williams one of those guys who potentially could take a big step forward?
No, I agree with you. I think DJ's had 2 very good practices. He's had a couple, nice catches, big plays in practice, a couple uncovered. He had one again today in a scramble drill where, he's got a DB covering him. The quarterback has to throw the ball hard, low, and outside, and he's able to separate, on the throw and make the catch. He's stronger. He's playing with much more balance and strength, and that's one of the things that you see when a younger player is starting to develop. They're not off their feet very often, and that's obviously important. So DJ's stronger, more comfortable. He's doing a lot better job attacking the middle of the field. So I'm excited to see when we put the pads on, see him do the interior stuff.
Mike, did you have to alter anything by moving inside today?
No, we're fortunate. Hudson Center is a fabulous indoor facility, and we're able to go, do the same thing inside as outside. So no, we do not alter anything.
You get the feeling by the end of the practice, players are itching to get on the pole pads tomorrow.
Oh, that's always a big day. I mean, there's mileposts in every training camp, and the first padded practice is definitely one of them. So even more so probably for the linemen, because it's frankly the linemen would rather be in pads than not be in pads, just to, as far as the protection for their shoulders and so forth, because down there in the trenches, you definitely benefit from it, and it'll give us the ability to really get after some more individual work and work the technique and the fundamentals that we need to.
Mike, is there anyone that's cleared for these 2 practices that maybe isn't for pads tomorrow, or is everybody a go that's already cleared? Like Alex, for example.
Alex, Alex Green's been cleared, but we're just being smart with his reps. And that's something we've always done. Any player that comes off of a major injury, particularly joint injuries, you want to make sure they get through the practice and go through the rehab, and they, they're seen every morning, check the swelling and so forth, which is sometimes common with those injuries.
So,
no, I mean, if they're cleared physical, they will practice tomorrow.